Yael, I'm sure glad there aren't zombies in real life like the ones in Night of the Living Dead.
There actually are zombies in real life, Don, but they aren't people walking around in trances. They're plants under the influence of certain diseases.
But how could a disease turn a plant into a zombie?
A type of bacterium called phytoplasma attacks certain flowering plants. The disease alters the plant so that it can't reproduce, making it dead in the evolutionary sense, though still alive. The undead plant instead serves the fiendish purposes of the disease, making it a lot like a zombie.
In the movie, when a person becomes a zombie, they do nothing but try to spread the zombie plague.
That's exactly what phytoplasma does to the plant. The disease transforms the plant's development so that it works to spread the disease. In place of colorful flowers, the plant sprouts clusters of green leaves and grows ugly bunches of stems called witch's brooms. These structures attract sap-feeding insects. When the insects feed on the plant, they're contaminated with the disease and can spread it to healthy plants.
Okay, plants actually can become zombies. By studying how the bacterium works this transformation, scientists might learn about developmental processes that give all living things their form.
That's exactly why they study it. In 2014, researchers showed that phytoplasma has its effect by making a special protein. This protein causes the plant to break down its own proteins involved in turning on the genes that make flowers.
Somehow, I feel safer knowing that scientists know why plants become zombies.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.